where on air Pope Benedict XVI is in the spiritual heart of Poland. He's here in this overwhelmingly Catholic nation's most popular place of devotion, where 40 million pilgrims come to pray each year, making their way along the wide, tree-lined avenue that leads to the monastery. Pope Benedict is here to meet with men and women religious, seminarians and representatives of ecclesial movements, bringing to them his message to stand firm in the faith. And when the crowds gathered here heard the chopping sound of the helicopter bringing him 150 miles south from Warsaw, they cheered, hundreds of thousands of them. To greet the Pope as he follows in the footsteps not only of generations of pilgrims, six centuries of them, but also of his Polish predecessor to the See of Peter, who, as we know, had a special devotion to Our Lady, coming here so many times, including that first time he returned home to communist-ruled Poland in 1979. When he came here to pray by the ancient icon of the Black Madonna, crowned beneath a halo, eyes half closed as if by tears, with a countenance of utter sorrow emphasized by the slashes down on her cheek by the Hussites in the 13th century.
But today, it was Pope Benedict XVI who came to pray here, 27 years on. And before going to this shrine, Pope Benedict presided over an open-air mass for more than 300,000 people in Warsaw's Victory Square. He spoke to his predecessor's countrymen from the very same spot where Pope John Paul himself first inspired Poland to defy communism. Again, Veronica was there.
27 years ago, he said, my predecessor John Paul II uttered these significant words of the prayer, let your spirit descend and renew the face of the earth, adding, the face of this land. Symbolically dressed in red, the colour dedicated to a votive mass to the Holy Spirit, with haunting music playing in the background while the rain sheeted down. And while spelling out the value of the beloved Polish Pope's stalwart witness to the faith, the Holy Father expressed his keenness to pass on this message of truth and love to new generations, intact, like the apostles did to their successors. And speaking in Italian, he stressed that word, intatto.
Preoccupandosi di consegnarla intatta ai loro successori.
But his words were also of warning, as in past centuries, he mentioned, so also today there are people or groups who obscure this centuries-old tradition, seeking to falsify the word of Christ, to remove from the gospel those truths which in their view are too uncomfortable for modern man. They try to give the impression that everything is relative, even the truths of faith. The church cannot silence the spirit of truth. Yet Pope Benedict's final words to the Polish faithful were words of encouragement. Cultivate your rich heritage of faith, he said in Polish. Hand it down to your children. With the Pope in Poland, Veronica Skierzbryk, Vatican Radio.